We, as you probably do not realize, unless it's personally impacting you, have an additional crisis on our hands, along with the coronavirus. The looming eviction crisis, because the federal moratorium on having to pay rent is expiring this month. There's an estimated 6.7 million renter households, which equates to 19 million people who are currently unable to pay their rent. This according to the National Low Income Housing Coalition. Despite a temporary federal eviction moratorium that the CDC put in place, this is expiring December 31st. In the last week of November, landlords throughout 27 cities still filed 3,000 evictions. How? Well, I'll tell you that shortly. Did want to mention, of the 44 states that implemented eviction moratoriums since March, 27 of them have lifted them. That was before the month of September. The way the CDC protection worked, you had to earn less than $99,000 a year as an individual, or $198,000 for married couples. You also had to show that you've asked for government rental assistance, declare the pandemic has created financial hardship, and indicate that you would be homeless if you were evicted. Now, this is information, by the way, your landlord did not have to tell you. There was no obligation in any of the rules that the landlord had to offer you any idea about the rent moratorium. But the landlord found loopholes to avoid it. They could say the lease is expired, the lease is terminated, or there was some violation of the lease, even though they knew you had a pet. Well, I didn't know they had a pet. I don't want them to have pets. They're out. Or even your kids live in there. They might classify normal wear and tear as damage and a violation of the lease. They can claim fraud for any sort of thing. And when they do that, they can sue for what's called possession, otherwise known as eviction. You kind of think that if you had a history of paying rent on time, that there should be some common ground cooperation between you and the landlord on this. It's not always the case. Sometimes it's the landlord's fault, and sometimes, yeah, it's the tenant's fault. It's not easy to confess some of these things. And to look at the other side, too, there are landlords, especially you'd call them small landlords, like small business owners, who are also facing financial hardships. They have a variety of expenses for the properties, like their mortgage and property taxes, insurance, and repairs. Think about someone who maybe has three or four rental properties, which sounds like a huge deal, but they sort of got into this to have some sort of retirement security. By January, there's going to be an estimated $34 billion, not million, billion dollars, in back-owed rent. This is according to the National Council of State Housing Agencies. So is the CDC going to extend the rent moratorium before this month is over? Well, from what I can gather, they're apparently waiting to see what Congress is going to do with any new COVID-19 stimulus package. Yep, that's right. If you're one of the people staring at eviction, you are now relying on Congress to do something. And boy, I wish I had better news for you. If you look at New Jersey, there was a program that was created to give money to small landlords who were going without rent-paying tenants. And as most state programs wind up working, this didn't. It flopped. But they didn't really promote it. The state didn't. So few landlords applied. They had $25 million in funding for this program, but only $3 million went out. State eviction moratorium here in New Jersey does not, by the way, affect what rent is due. You still owe the rent. But at this point, the estimates have the number of people facing possible eviction in New Jersey, if the CDC doesn't renew the moratorium, to be close to 500,000 people. You do have some options to get back on track. For example, your security deposit can be used towards your back rent. This is via an order from Governor Murphy, by the way. You have to do this all in writing by notifying your landlord, and there obviously has to be an agreement on this. But then you're going to have to replace that security deposit. ideally sooner versus later. Just the best thing right now that you could be doing is, if your landlord takes any action, whether it's right, wrong, questionable, respond to it. If you're called into court, show up, explain the situation, remind the judge about the moratorium, and as one can hope that the moratorium gets renewed by the CDC. But in the meantime, and you know what, just to be fair, if you're one of those people facing eviction and you took that extra $600 a week from unemployment, if you're one of those people who also lost your job, you did not put that money aside for your rent situation, as hard as it may be to hear, you really have no one else to blame for your situation than yourself right now. Yeah, you still have a recourse to fix it, but if that's you at this point in time, it's really on you to repair that situation.